Hey, good luck, everybody. Always incredible schluss to be together. To be able to take the Kedusha of Shabbos into the week, to start off the week with Torah, with Chizik, with the Soros, nothing more special. Before we begin, first of all, the Torah, the Chizik, the Soros tonight should be it's being sponsored somewhat, and it should be a big schluss. Big schluss for being sponsored by Benji Katan and Miriam Farkas. Chassan and Kala, Mir Tashem, two nights from now, will be under the chuppah. So Bez Hashem, all the Torah, the chizik, should be a big schuss. For them, for only simcha, for bracha, that they should be zoicha to build a baitan bisrol, malay simcha and bracha. The simcha should always grow, Bez Hashem. You know, it's incredible. First of all, this is incredible. Because, I mean, I'm sure most of you know, tonight is New Year's. And in the secular world, people get very excited about that. For what reason exactly, I'm not sure. But it's the night of a lot that goes down, to say the least. And the way that New Year's is celebrated by the Ummah Sa'olam is clearly very, very, very different than the way that we, as Yidden, celebrate our New Year, our Rosh Hashanah. But what a special schus then to be, you know, on a night when it's in the country we live in, New Year's. So what are we doing? It's beautiful. Look around. To get together, to learn Torah, to mechazik ourselves, to grow. That's something very, very special. And I think it works so beautifully into this week. You know, New Year's for us is a time of cheshbon nefesh, a time of introspection, a time of tshuva. I think there's no doubt that it could be for us in this way as well. We're aware of the secular calendar. And we have to use that for chizik as well. And I think there's no coincidence, everything's hashgacha, that this upcoming week we have a tainus. We have a sara b'teves. Because what is a tainus meant for? I know some don't look so forward to a tainus. A tainus is a difficult day. A tainus is a day where we don't feel so great sometimes. We're more tired. Some of us don't even understand the point because we say, I can't even daven as well, I can't learn as well, I can't be as good a person as I want to be. But what's the point of a tainus? The Rambam in Hilchos Tainus, Parakei Halach Aleph, tells us as follows. Yesh shom yamim shekol Yisrael mitz'anim bhem. There are days where all of Bnei Yisrael fast. There are days throughout the calendar where we fast. Because of the pain, the suffering, the difficulties, the tragedies that occurred on these days. So, kidei le'orer halavavos, in order to stir our hearts, liftoach darchei tshuva, to open up the ways of tshuva. V'yazezi karon, l'maseinu haroim, u'maase avaseinu shehoya kemaseinu. And it should be so that we're reminded of that which we don't do so good. Similar to the actions of our forefathers that didn't live up to who they were supposed to be. Achigaram lahem b'lanu osu nataris. Until they and us have tragedies, have difficulties. There was Churban Beis HaMikdash. There were all the tragedies of Ches Tes and Asar B'Teves that we learn about, that we talk about, the surrounding of Yerushalayim, Ezra dying, Nehemiah dying. But those were the tsaras of yesterday. But there's velanu. We're having tsaras. We have people in our lives that unfortunately are not well. We have people that are suffering in all different ways, financially, shiduchim, there's all ways. Shebezichron dvarim elu nashiv lehetiv. So that we should remember this, do introspection and do tshuva. A fast day to do tshuva. To take life a little more seriously. To recognize, as much as Baruch Hashem we have good in our lives, there's more that we want. We're still in Galus. And therefore, every tainus is Yom Teshuva. So I think that works very beautifully, that the secular calendar tonight is January 1st, which for us can be, and we should use that as a time of Teshuva, leading into Asar B'Teves, which will be a Zman of Teshuva. And you know, I was thinking about it. I think Asar B'Teves is like the least, in a certain sense, focused upon fast days. Because if you think about it, Shivas or Batamas, so that, we spend a lot of time thinking about Shivas or Batamas and focusing on Shivas or Batamas because at the beginning of the 3 weeks, Bein HaMetzarim, where that time in the year is a Zman of Avelis of thinking about Churban Beis HaMikdash. Tisha B'Av, of course, Tisha B'Av is the most difficult days on the Jewish calendar. Some Gedalia, the nature of it being right after Rosh Hashanah during Aser Smei Tshuva. So we feel the need of like a fast day of Tshuva. Aser B'Teves, it's just like in the middle of nowhere. We just had Chanukah. It was a beautiful Zman. Chanukah's over. We're trying to keep the licht of Chanukah, the light of Chanukah. And then suddenly, like out of nowhere, Aser B'Teves just hits us. It's really not, it's not connected to any, you know, every other fast day we prepare for, we know it's coming. Sometimes, maybe if we didn't look at the title for that year, we didn't even know it was coming our way. You know, Aser B'Teves. Yet it's a very important fast day. It's a very important fast day because many explain, the Chasam Sofer and others, it was the first step in Churban Beis HaMikdash. The surrounding the walls of Yerushalayim, which led eventually to the destruction of the walls of Yerushalayim, Shivas HaBetamas, and led to the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. And Kol HaScholos Kashos. The beginning is very difficult. And the beginning is laying the foundation for what's going to be. And hopefully it will be just the opposite. But if we use this day properly, if we're metaking what needs to be fixed, this Asar B'Teves, so just like in the past with the day of the beginning of Churban, it could be Benahapachu and turned around to the beginning of Geula, the beginning of Simcha, and has that power, that koach, which is something very, very special. So let's be mechazik ourselves. But I think it's important if we're going to have this fast day, we mechazik ourselves in recognizing we're in this Zman Churban, and recognizing the Avelus of this fast day, and the Avelus of Churban Beis HaMikdash, which is very hard to connect to. Let's be real, it's very hard to connect to that. It's very hard to connect to that because none of us ever experienced that. You know, I could be connected to and feel bad when I lose something that I experienced, that I know what it was. The Beis HaMikdash, none of us ever entered the Beis HaMikdash. None of us ever saw Kohanim, Bavodasam, Levim, Ashiram, and Zimram. It's things we talk about, we learn about, we daven about. But to actually visualize it, we've never seen it. We don't know what we're missing. So it's hard to feel the tzaras of that. Yes, we feel the tzaras of what that led to. And those who are sick, and those who, lo aleinu, are suffering in all different ways, which is all part of Churban Beis HaMikdash. But the Beis HaMikdash itself? You know, one time, there was a young couple, and the wife was pregnant. They were very excited to have a child. Getting closer and closer to the due date, talking about names. It was a very exciting time. Very special time. The woman goes into labor. Unfortunately, there were complications in that labor. Very serious complications. And the doctors were trying to do everything they could. And eventually the doctor realized that this couple, this young couple, has to make a choice. This young couple has to make a choice that someone's not going to make it. Either the mother or the child. And the doctor tells this to the husband first. He says, you have to discuss this with your wife. And he discusses this with his wife. I couldn't believe they were in this predicament. And they were married for many, many years. Without children, davening, going for brachas, yearning for this moment. And eventually, this woman in labor turns to her husband and says, this is what we've wanted for so many years. We wanted continuity of Klal Yisrael. I want you. We'll see, maybe we'll be zoichet and nisim, but if not, our child should live. And it's my choice and I'm making the choice. And Kachave, that's what happened. In the same moment of Mazel Tov, this child was brought into the world. That very moment, was the patira of the mother. Imagine the emotions of that room. Unimaginable. We should never know. The Shleishim, first the end of Shiva, is the time for the Bris Milah. The Shleishim, the time for a Pinyan Aben. Imagine, like, everything all as one. The first birthday of the son is the first yahrzeit of his mother. Very difficult times. Very difficult for this father. Obviously the child knows nothing of this. He's a little baby. And the years go on, and obviously with time, the way the Ribbono Shel Olam somehow brings nechama. And the father's raising this child, the child's growing up without a mother. And the years go on, and every year the birthday of this child is his mother's yahrzeit. He knows that, he doesn't connect to that much. Obviously it's a much more emotional day for the father than for the child who never met the mother. And eventually it's his bar mitzvah, the 13th yahrzeit of his mother. And they make a beautiful bar mitzvah, and the father is ready to introduce his son to speak. They're up on the podium in some shul. And the father says, you know, I've been waiting for this moment for 13 years. Not just for your bar mitzvah, which is so special. But now that you're bar mitzvah, now you're b'chuv mitzvos, it's your mother's yahrzeit. And it's the first time you could say Kaddish as a bar mitzvah for your mother. Kaddish is primarily meant for the children, to bring the Eloi neshama. And now you're a bar mitzvah, you can finally say, as a bar mitzvah boy, as a full-fledged Jew, b'chuyiv and Torah mitzvah, it's a Kaddish for your mother. I've been waiting for years for this. He says, I want you to say that Kaddish before your speech, whatever it was. And he gets up and he says a Kaddish. He says the word, but void of any emotion. Very parav. And the father was very taken aback. The father was waiting for this moment for years. The father's crying. The father looks at his son and says, really? That's the Kaddish for your mother? With no heart, with no emotions. Do you understand what your mother did for you? Do you understand? How did you say such a Kaddish? Don't you miss her? Don't you feel the loss? The child looks up at the father. He said, Tati, with all due respect, what do you want from me? I never met her. So it's hard for me to feel. And the MS is, that's what we all feel when we talk about Churban Beis HaMikdash, and we're about to enter in again this Tuesday, Asar B'Teves, another feast day of Churban Beis HaMikdash. What do you want from us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu? We'll fast. We'll daven. We'll try to do a little tshuva, but to really feel, to really have avelus, what do you want from us? Ribbono Shel Olam, I never was there. I don't know what I'm missing. I don't feel the loss. So let's try to understand what we're missing. Let's try to understand what we had. There's a pasuk in Mishpatim talking about the beautiful mitzvah of being Oyla Regel. Where every yid throughout the world would be Oyla Regel, would go to the Beis HaMikdash 3 times a year. The pasuk says, Shalosh pamim bashana, yireh kol zechorcha al pnei ha'adam. 3 times in the year, you'd see pnei ha'adam. You'd see, listen to how the pasuk, just pasuk. We don't have to talk deep of farsha yet. Pasuk. You'd go and see Pnei Ha'adam. Meaning what? The Torah is telling us when we had Beis HaMikdash, we had the ability to go to a place and see the face of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Literally to see the Ribbono Shel Olam. Pnei Ha'adam. If we really were honest, what do we lack so much? What are we missing so much? Why do sometimes we don't live up to who we want to be, who we know we should be when it comes to Avodas Hashem? when it comes to the way I want to be davening, I want to daven with proper kavana, but I can't do it all the time. I want to have all the midos that I know I should. I don't always have it. I want my mind to stay v'ktusha v'tahara, but it doesn't always happen. I want to have all the emunah b'tachon that at times I've had, at times I don't, to get me through whatever Hashem brings my way. It's because, let's be real, we don't see the Rabbeinu Shlomo. We have to use our mind, our heart, our imagination, dimyonos, to really believe, which we do believe, but to really believe constantly, to relieve in a way as if I see Pnei Ha'adon. Beis HaMikdash was the ability to see Pnei Ha'adon, the face of the Rabbeinu Shalom. If I see Pnei Ha'adon, I'm a different person. Listen to the first halach in all of Shulchan Aruch, the first Ramah. I'm reading you from the Shulchan Aruch. This is not a Musar Sefer, not a Sefer Chasidus. You open up the first Ramah in Shulchan Aruch. Shavi si asher glenedgi tamid, hu klal gadol b'Torah. We all know those words. Years ago, Yisrael Williger sang a beautiful song to it. I don't know if it goes around so much anymore. Shavisi Hashem l'negdi samid. Place Hashem opposite you always. To think and believe Hashem is opposite you always. Hu klal gadol b'Torah b'malos ha'tzadikim. It's an important rule. It's a klal gadol in connecting to Torah. U'b'malos ha'tzadikim asher holchim l'fnei Elokim. And that's the way of tzadikim and nashim tzikalios who always go in front of Hashem. You know what it meant? The making of a tzaddik, the making of a tzaddikas, is always Shavis Hashem L'negdi Samit. Someone who could walk like that. And when we had Beis HaMikdash, you saw Pnei Adon. It was much easier. Ki ein yeshivas Adon b'tnosov v'asokov v'ulavada b'beiso. Because the way that we sit, the way that we act, the way we deal when we're alone in our house is not the same k'shivaso v'tnosov v'asokov v'ulufnei melech gadol. It's not the same if I was standing in front of a king. I act differently. I speak differently. If I really believed Hashem was watching me every moment, if I really believed and I saw Pnei Adon, if I was able to see Hashem, I was able to see Pnei Adon, I would act differently. I'd speak differently. I'd be my best self always. You know, Shlomo Karbach, when he was a little boy, little Shlomo, he was like 6, 7 years old, I think. And he was in the house, and suddenly he was lost. They couldn't find him anywhere. His parents were looking for him. They didn't know what happened to him. He got a little bit nervous. He's a little boy. And they're looking over. They go outside. They're looking in the yard, and suddenly they couldn't believe their eyes. They see him literally on the roof. On the roof of their house. He somehow climbed. He was a little boy. Boys, little boys could do these things. And he climbed up to the roof of the house. And they got him safely down. They were nervous. He could fall off, whatever it was. He says, Shlomo, what were you doing on the roof? Why were you up on the roof? It's not safe. It's not good. He says, I was trying to find the Rabbeinu Shlomo. Little boy, retort, Shemayim, Shemayim, Lashem. Hashem, we envision Hashem and Shemayim. Looking for the Rabbeinu Shalom as a little boy. We're all looking for the Rabbeinu Shalom. When we have Beit HaMikdash, we saw Pnei Adon. Yireh el Pnei Adon. We saw Pnei Adon. We saw Hashem. We're missing that now. But that itself is something we have to yearn for. That itself is something we have to daven for. That itself is something we have to feel. But it's more than that. I want to take it another step. It's not just that we saw Pnei Adon and we knew we were able to see Hashem. It's more than that. There's a Gemara in Chagiga. The first daf of Chagiga. Yoichanan ben Davai Omer, Mishum Rabbi Yehuda. Suma ba'achas me'enov, pater min ar'iya. If somebody is blind in one eye, that individual, he's pater from oil regular. He's pater from going to the Beis HaMikdash, Pesach, Sukkot, Shavuos, when everybody did. He doesn't go. Now you think why. The pasuk says, you were echol zuchorchas Pnei Adon. You have to see Pnei Adon, right? And he can't see. But let's be real. That's not pshat. Lo aleinu, God forbid, Nobody should lose the eyesight in one eye. But if one did, if somebody was Suma Bach's main of, can you not still see perfectly? You've lost peripheral vision from that side. But try it. Cover one of your eyes. And I see what I'm looking at just as well. I'm just as good. I can see. I just would have to term of it. I can't see. Okay, nobody went low lane. We shouldn't know from it. So why is he potter from Re'iyah, from seeing Beit HaMikdash? He can still see. So Gemara learns from a drasha. The word Yud Resh Aleph Hey with the Nakudas could be Yir'eh or Yera'eh. What's the difference? Yir'eh is to see. Yera'eh is to be seen. And Rashi explains that there's a kri and a ksiv, which is very interesting. I'm sure we've all learned about in our life, kris and ksivs, when something's written one way and read a different way. But here it's written, the kri and the ksiv are the same exact letters. But somehow Rashi, through Achakaydash, through Mesora, understood that it's written yir'eh, to see. But it's read yera'eh, to be seen. So when we see this, we're supposed to darshan both. We're supposed to learn both, meaning both are therefore in the pasuk. That we're both being seen and seeing. And the Gemara darshins the following: Kiderech sheba liros, kach ba leros. Ma liros b'shteinov, af leros b'shteinov. And the Gemara says, and listen closely, and incredibly so, that when we would come to Beis HaMikdash, yes, we would see Hashem. We'd see the Beis HaMikdash. We'd see the Avodah. We'd see the Mizbeach. We'd see the Menorah. We'd see it all. But we would also be seen. We'd be seen from the Ribbono Shel Olam. And just like when we're seen by the Ribbono Shel Olam, Kaviyachol, whatever this means, we give Kaviyachol human attributes to God. And God was seeing us, Bishleimus, meaning with both eyes. So too, somebody who sees has to see with both eyes. That's the drasha. Because we learn, Yira'ah, Yira'ah. You have to be both. You have to not just see, you have to be seen. So just like we're seen by Hashem, Bishleimus perfectly, we have to be somebody who sees perfectly. That's the Gemara. But what do we see from this Gemara? We see another Yesod. Not only do we go to Beis HaMikdash, do we have the Schus, once upon a time, close to 2,000 years ago, to go to the Beis HaMikdash and be able to regel and see Pnei Adon, we also had the Schus to be seen by Hashem. To feel that we were seen by Hashem. To know that we were seen by Hashem. Which is a whole nother level. Because that's going to elevate every moment of our life as well. How much more special is that? You know, imagine, I don't know, we'll take Yishai Rebo. I think we all could connect to the music, to the lave, to the neshama of Yishai Rebo, right? So I'm sure everybody here, not, I don't know why you haven't, so you have to, has seen Yishai Rebo perform. Has gone to be elevated by Yishai Rebo, right? So when you go to Yishai Rebo, you go to a Yishai Rebo concert, maybe someone went last week. So you go to see, now obviously you're listening to the music, but you can listen to the music on your phone also, meaning you go to also see, right? Obviously live is different. But you want to watch him. You watch his neshama davening. You want to see. And that itself is something very special. And seeing him and seeing what he's bringing to the world and listening to that, obviously, is something very, very special. And elevates us, peruchnius, right? Gives us chizuk. But you know how special it is then? Imagine, you know, maybe some have, I don't know. You had the concert and like in the middle of a song, like a very halishly or something very special. Yishai Rebo like comes over to you and starts singing like individually to you. Okay, that'd be a little awkward, I guess, but you get the gist of what I'm saying. Like he makes it clear that he sees you. And maybe after the show he comes over and wants to talk to you. And you've been elevated and been inspired by so much of what he represents. That's a whole different madriga, a whole different level of connection. Not only am I seeing, I'm being seen. And the Eibishter, imagine, the Beit HaMikdash was a place not only therefore what the Torah is telling us, but the Gemara is telling, not only a place where I can see Hashem and know that He's there, but I could feel seen by Hashem. I know that I exist in God's eyes. I know that I matter. I know that I'm special. I felt that in Beit HaMikdash. That's awesome. And then I'm also going to live a totally different life. That's the end of this Ramah. The end of the Ramah, I stopped that Ramah, the first Ramah in Shulchan Aruch early. The Ramah continues, Kol Shekein, certainly, Kishi Yasim Adam Alibo, when a person places in their heart, Shamelech HaGadah Kadosh Baruch Hu, Shamelech HaGadah Kadosh Baruch Hu, Shamalei Kol Aretz Kvodo, that fills the entire world. O made of love, stand upon us. V'roeh B'maisav is watching our actions. He's watching us. Watching us means he cares about what we do. He's listening to us. He's not just there for us to see, but we're being seen. And the Beis HaMikdash was a place I could feel that I could see Hashem and be seen by Hashem. That's incredible. That's what we're lacking. That's what we don't have in a physical way. That's what our Velus, this Tuesday, is upon. That's what Asara B'Teves represents. Something else is more than that. There's an ala halacha of some, an individual who is pater from being oil regal, who didn't go to the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara in Pesachim. Amar of Ami kol adam sheyesh lo karka ola la regal, v'she'ein lo karka ein ola la regal. Only if you owned land would you be ola regal. If you didn't own any land, you were not ola regal. You had to own some level of land. Why is that? That sounds very strange. The Ramban explains something very special. It's very interesting. The three times a year that we're all a regal, three times a year, Pesach, Sukkot, and Shavuos, we're all times in the year connected to agriculture. Pesach is when we would plant, we'd do Zriya. Shavuos is the Zman Ksira, when we'd be reaping the fruits, the vegetables. And Sukkot is the Zman Asifa, when we'd harvest and gather everything in. Those times in the year are times when, the Ramban explains, when you're putting in all this effort, and you're working hard. Remember this past summer, and this was to be in Israel with the family. Such a special trip. Just reliving it over Shabbos, because finally, it took me a while for the various reasons to make an album. We finally made an album and came on Erev Shabbos from the trip. It's always very special to relive and to remember the special times. One of the activities we did with the family was Leket Israel. I'm sure some of you have done that. If you haven't, something very special to do. In a very different, you know, there's all different types of beautiful chassadim to do in Eretz Yisrael and in America. This is something I felt very different, very special. I'm sure many have done pantry packers, which is awesome, and Tavichai Shabbos, and all these type of things are awesome. But here, your mom is going to the field and picking the food, the vegetables, the fruits for Aniyim, and you feel like Mamish, the way we learn about a farmer working the land of Eretz Yisrael and knowing that it's going to Aniyim, it was something very, very special. It was the middle of the summer, boiling hot day, but it was something, a very special experience. And we're there, myself and our family, we're literally digging in the ground, pulling out beets from the ground. And it's something very special. And then you see, we fill up this like massive box full of beets that are going to go to Aniyim. You feel very special. You feel very good about it, working the land of Eretz Yisrael. When a farmer would be involved in this, and he's reaping and pulling out those fruits and vegetables that he himself also planted, and he himself watered and took care of, and it could be a very pasha feeling of kaychi v'yitim yadi. You feel like, look what I just brought into the world. Look what I just made. Look what I just have. And it's pump exactly at those times that we have to be oil regal. At those times, that a person needs to be reminded, boy, it's beautiful, there's shtadlis, all the effort you just did, but don't forget, it all came from me. I was mishtatev in every moment of it. I was a partner. You have nothing without the Rabbeinu Shalom. And that's also something we were reminded. The Lashon is so interesting in the Pasuk. Shalosh Pamim Mashana Yerech HaZachurcha Es Penei HaAdon Hashem. It's Penei HaAdon Hashem. It could have just said Penei Hashem. We see Penei Hashem. Penei Adon, Adon, the master of the universe who brings us everything. And that's something else we were reminded. And therefore, if you didn't have land, you didn't need that reminder because you weren't lifted up in a haughty way to think like, I don't need Hashem. If you don't have land, you know you need Hashem. But how often do we need that reminder that we're missing with the lacking of Beis HaMikdash? The reminder that everything is from Hashem. We get very used to Baruch Hashem. We have very good lifestyles and we have a lot of Gashmias in the world. And we have to be reminded. It puts a different perspective in our lives. Different feeling of closeness to Hashem when we're reminded everything is from Him. And we had that from the Beis HaMikdash as well. All of this we're lacking. We're lacking the ability to see Hashem. We're lacking the ability to be seen by Hashem. We're lacking the reminder that He's Adoin, that He's giving us everything. And if we had all that, you know what our lives would be like? You know how special, how different it would be? You know what would happen when, lo aleinu, when we do go through a difficulty, when we do go through some level of Yisurin, how easy it would be just to be okay because I know there are bonus ones by my side. If I see and be seen and know that Hashem is the Master. You know what my avodas Hashem would be like daily? And this is what we're lacking. And that first and foremost is the avelus. The emes is Hashem's always here. And the emes is if we open our eyes wider, we could see Hashem. And if we open our hearts a little bit more, we can know we're being seen by Hashem. And we know that Hashem is the Adon. It's a beautiful Ramban I saw in Parshas Yisro. The second of the Aseres HaDibros of not having another God, Lo Yilecha Elohim Acherim Al Panai. Don't have another God, Al Panai, in my face. What are those words there? Lo Yilecha Elohim Acherim, don't have another God. What does it mean, Al Panai, on my face? Listen to the words of the Ramban. Yizo'er, be careful. Lo Saz Elohecha Elohim Acherim, do not have other gods. Ki Al Panayim, they're in my face. Why? Shani mistakel umabit b'chol eis u'b'chol makom b'osim came. Every moment I am staring and looking at you. So it's in my face. When you go and do something against my will, when you have another God, it's in my face. I'm looking at you every moment. Listen to the words of the Ramban. I'm not, you know, you think these words are mamish from the Baal Shem or the Kedushas Levi. I'm reading you a Ramban. Shani nimso imcha tamid. I'm always found with you. And I see you when you're hidden and when you're revealed. The Ramban is telling us, yes, it's easier with Beis HaMikdash, but all of this is here now as well. Hashem is watching us every moment. Hashem is with us every moment. Listen to those beautiful words. You think you're reading Mamish from Lekutei Maran. Sha'ani nimso imcha tamid. These are words we have to make, like someone's got to make like some art piece with this, you know? Mamish, ani nimso imcha tamid. I'm found with you always. V'roa oscha b'seisu b'galei. What more is there? I see you when you're hidden and when you're revealed. But the emes is, it is hard. Because the Beis HaMikdash, this was all so much more clear. In the Beis HaMikdash, you did see Pnei Adon Hashem. You were seen by Him. You understood He's Adon. The amazing miracles of the Beis HaMikdash. You know what they do by Oyla Regel? It's a Gemara. In Yuma. And when the people would be Oyla Regel, they'd lift up the Lechem Aponim, the Shulchan of the Lechem Aponim, so that everyone could see these loaves of bread. That these loaves of bread that were put there already a week ago were still fresh. The Ritva explains, how would you know they're fresh? What would you see? That literally there would be steam emanating from the loaves. You know, like when you take challah right out of the oven, and there could be steam, if you'd open up, steam would be coming out. The steam, a week later, was still coming out. People, we'd see that with our own eyes. Mamish. Beis HaMikdash, we all know famously, there were times when we bowed down in the Beis HaMikdash. We'd bow down, pisha yadayim reglayim. You know, we'd bow in the Beis HaMikdash, literally laying out fully on our entire bodies, hands and feet laid out. And in the Beis Hamikdash moments prior, people were like literally belly to belly, like mamish next to each other. Time for Pidyon Yadayim Raglayim, and there was room for everyone to completely lay out and bow to Hashem. Nisim Gluyim, revealed miracles. You know what they do by Oil Regel? The Gemara tells us in Yuma, Daf Nun Dalet, that when the people were there, they'd open up the Prochas, the curtain. Only one person one day a year was allowed to go into the Kodesh Yerushalayim, right? That we all know. Only the Kohen Gadol one day a year. But by Oil Regel, they'd open up the curtain, and everybody would see the Aron, and see the Kruvim embracing. See these angelic figures that were on top of the Mishkan that were first on like opposite each other, and they were embracing. They were nisim, showing the beautiful love and the connection between Hashem and us. We walked in and saw Pnei Adon, saw Hashem, felt seen by Hashem. And this emanated throughout all of Eretz Yisrael. This was when you were all a regal, and this was the core, but this was felt everywhere. It was felt everywhere. Pasuk Re'eh says, "V'chaltel v'nei Hashem l'kecha b'makom." We would stay over in Eretz Yisrael, in Yerushalayim, and v'chaltel to eat the Ma'aser Sheni there. V'chaltel v'nei Hashem l'kecha b'makom shavibchal shakin shmo sham Ma'aser d'gancha liyira Hashem l'kecha kol hayamin. You felt it everywhere. That was Beis Hamikdash. We would feel it. We'd know it. We'd feel that we could see Hashem. We'd feel that we could be seen by Hashem. We'd feel the Master. Even if we couldn't enter just to see the Beis Hamikdash, you'd feel all this. Just being Yerushalayim, you'd feel all this. So we saw from the Ramban, the Emes is, the Rabban Hashem still is watching us, and we know this, and still we could be seen by Hashem, but how can I feel it more? First, we have to have avelus for this, and want this, and yearn for this in an easier way, but what can I do until then? So I saw an incredible Das of Tzfunas, Hilger Amchal. Listen to what he writes. V'teda oid. Mom's tremendous words. He's talking about the Makom HaMikdash. He's talking about Beis HaMikdash. He's talking about how Kadosh it was, but through that we can find something very special for each and every one of us. Even though the Kvod Hashem is everywhere, Amnam in truth, Mitzgaleh b'makom echad, Yoser mimakom acher. He's revealed more in one place. V'makom yuchlo. And that's that place that's designated meaning Beis HaMikdash. You feel it there more. You sense it there more. But listen to these words. Shesham yidrashuhu harotin lidavik bo. Because it's there that those who want to cling to Him, search for Him. Listen to those words of the Ramchal. Shesham yidrashuhu harotin lidavik bo. Because there, those who want to cling to Him, search for Him. He's telling us something very deep. Yes, it's true that when we have Beis HaMikdash, when we will have Beis HaMikdash, it's going to be so much easier to feel Hashem in our life. And to know that He's watching us, know that I could see Him, and know all that. But it was only if you were seeking it. And therefore, the Ramchal telling us as well, just like we saw in the Ramban, and we know, Hashem could still be seen. Hashem is still with us. The first you sowed, if I want to feel all that now, I have to be willing to seek it. I have to be willing to search for it. After willing to want it, to open up our eyes. Maybe it's learning Sifri Emuna, learning Emuna Bitachon, Chavis Alvavos, whatever it might be. Just find Hashem, open up my eyes and think about what goes on in my life and where I can see Hashem in my life. But I have to search for it. Don't just assume I'm just going to feel it on my own. That's number one. That's one way, Bizman Hazeh, we have to. Tell you something else. Chazal tell us, it's Yerushalmi, call him, it's Abel Yerushalayim, Zoche V'roa B'Simchasa. That if we mourn Yerushalayim, and tonight, after everything we're learning, we have what to mourn for, we understand what we're missing. We're not like that boy who never met and doesn't know, therefore, how to feel the avelos of his mother. We understand what we're lacking. If we mourn zoche v'roa b'tumchasa, we'll be zoche to see the simcha. Now, pashut pshat, you think that means, if we read it very quickly without thinking about the diktuk, that through the mourning we're going to bring gula, right? And how long that's going to be. We're going to be zoche to vinyan beis hamikdash b'karov. But then it would be said very differently. We'd say, kol misavol yishlayim yizkeh v'yira b'simchasa. If you're misavol, you will be zoche to see it simcha. Not zoche v'roa as b'lashon hoveh. Meaning, it seems to be saying, the moment I have a velus, I see simcha. Well, really? What's pshat? I mean, a velus. Why am I? I'm not seeing simcha yet. I hope that soon I will. Yizke, I will in the future. You know, we learn from these parshas. We see Yaakov Vina for 22 years. He thought that Yosef Tzadik was dead, right? And during those 22 years, by Yimayin Lisnachim, he refused to be comforted and consoled. How could it be? Such a tzaddik? Because Baruch Hu brings a gift of nechama when people lo aleinu pass away. And for 22 years he's still mourning. He wasn't able to say Baruch Dayan Emes. He wasn't able to just say it's all from above. This is Yaakov Avinu. Like, really, what? I know that might be hard for some of us, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings nechama. And for a Yaakov Avinu, what's the answer? It's very pashut. Because he wasn't dead. He was still alive. And therefore, somewhere deep in his subconscious reality, he knew that. And therefore, Vayimayim was nachim, because there was nothing to have nechama for. He was yearning to be reunited with Yosef the whole time, because Yosef was still alive. Which Baruch Hashem we had in this morning's parasha. If close to 2,000 years, and we're still in Avelos over Churban Beis Hamikdash, you know what that tells us? The Kedusha is still there. The Kedusha is still present. Otherwise, why am I mourning after close to 2,000 years? I would have just moved on already. So kolam is avol yishalayim. If I'm still in avilus, if I'm going to fast this Tuesday, you know what that means? It's kedusha in yishalayim. That's what it means. Otherwise, we would have given enough. Stop mourning all these years. Move on. New reality. I'm sure I know of some. I'm sure there are more than I know sitting right here that over the next week or two are going to be headed to Eretz Yisrael. Baruch Hashem, I'm sure every single one of us has spent time in Eretz Yisrael. The second way is spend time in Eretz Yisrael. The Kedusha is still there. The Beis HaMikdash might not be there. But when we go there, it's just a lot easier to feel Pnei Adon Hashem. To see Hashem. To be seen by Hashem. I try every free moment. If I have a few days that I could go, I go there. I'm going in a few weeks. I was there a few weeks ago. If you make it a priority, you have a ratzon, you make it happen. That's where we want to go. We have vacation, that's where you should be going. Because that's where it is still. The Shekhinah is still there. Hashem is here, Hashem is there, Hashem is truly everywhere, right? Uncle Moshe, that's real stuff. He's here as well. He's here as well, don't get me wrong. That's the deepest of songs. It's very important that Uncle Moshe taught us that song when we were very young, because it's Emes. It's Mamash Emes. But, like the Ramchal said, Afal Pi should Shakavod b'chol makom, misgale b'makom echad yoser. And mostly when the Beis Hamikdash was there, more so. But even today, you stand by the Kaisel, you daven, it's a different feeling. But it's not just by the Kaisel; you walk the streets of Yerushalayim, it's a different feeling. You feel Pnei Adon Hashem. You know what's amazing? Like that pasuk in Re that we quoted, before about eating Ma'aser Sheni in Eretz Yisrael, L'man Tilmod L'Yiras Hashem, so you'll learn to be in awe of Hashem because you'll see Him. Kol Hayamim, all your days. You know what that means? We make sure to check in every once in a while in such a way. Kol Hayamim, you'll feel this. You can feel it back here as well. Sometimes our eyes need to be opened by being there. Kol Hayamim. So first is to search for it. Second is Emes. It's just a very practical thing. Go to Eretz Yisrael as often as you could. It's very simple. It's very simple. You just see Hashem. And then call Yomim. That sticks with you. And every once in a while, you need the chizik again. And I had this chus to come out with a sefer in Bereishis years ago. And the sefer is like a mamar, like an essay on every parsha, you know, similar to the shiurim that we learned together. They were all based on shiurim that I gave. And then each one ends in a personal story. When I finished the Sefer, I published it for Bereshis. I finished most by Yikra Bamidbar, halfway through Devarim. Hopefully, when we finish Devarim, we'll publish the rest of it. That's the plan. I was thinking about it. Each parsha ends in this personal story, but it ends 50, whatever, you know, I've already had about 50 stories by the time I'm now. I was thinking about these stories, and each one is a story of Hashkacha, of a special story that connects to that Torah. Most of the stories are stories from Eretz Yisrael. Even though I'm Zoich and I try my best to go to Eretz Yisrael as often as I can, if you look at most of the days of the year, most of the days of the year I'm in America. It's like a large, it's completely disproportional. Like, let's say in a given year, I'm spending, 11 out of 12 months for sure in America. Yet most of the stories are in Eretz Yisrael. Why? Because that's where it's easier, right? B'nei Adon Hashem. It's Emes. It's no question. So search for Hashem, seek Hashem, know that He's here. Go to Eretz Yisrael as often as you can and feel that and bring it back, kol hayamim. Finally, it's very pashut. With the mechazik our tefillah. The primary avodah in the Beis HaMikdash was korbanos. And what do we have as manazel? The Gemara teaches us, b'makom korbanos. We have tefillah. Tefillah is b'makom korbanos. That's not just Hashem telling us, now that's the way I want to serve you. If the Beis HaMikdash was a place that I could see Pnei Adon and be seen by Hashem and know these Adon, and I would able to accomplish that somehow through bringing korbanos, Hashem's telling us, now you could accomplish that through tefillah. To daven to Hashem. You know, the halacha is if someone is in the middle of davening, you're not supposed to walk right in front of them. At least within Dalet Amos, right? You're not supposed to walk in front of them if they're in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. Why does Chazal tell us that? Because the Shechina is right in front of that person. That's why. It's not the Shechina is there. When you're davening, the Eibishter is with you. The Eibishter is in front of you. When you're davening, you close your eyes and you are b'makom HaMikdash. That's what we're supposed to daven towards that makom. You should feel we're at that makom. Tefillah is that time to see Hashem. Tefillah is that time to be seen by Hashem. Not just to read the words quickly because I know I have to daven, but to feel I'm lifnei Hashem. Open up around. Rambam tells us, we know, you know halachically, that our kavana is ma'akev, our tefillah. If we don't have kavana, it's as if we didn't even daven. That's the halach. If we didn't have kavana, it's as if we didn't even daven. What kavana, the Rambam tells us, what kavana throughout all of Shemoneh Esrei? That you're, not that you have to know, what, in the first bracha you're supposed to know what every word means. The rest of Shemoneh Esrei, even if you don't know what you're saying, you're yotze. But you know what, you need to have the entire Shemoneh Esrei? The Rambam teaches us, you have to know that you're oimei lifnei Rabba. You have to know that you're standing in front of Hashem. You have to know that Hashem is in front of you. And therefore, every tefillah is an opportunity to know I'm lifnei Hashem. Every tefillah is an opportunity to know I can see Hashem and be seen by Hashem. Every single tefillah. What an opportunity. We may not have Beis HaMikdash where it's a lot easier, but we still have tefillah. We still could seek Hashem. We can still visit Eretz Yisrael and know that Hashem is with us every moment. And I've shared a story. Some of you probably heard this from me. I actually shared this a few months ago in Stern College. But I was reminded of it this week because I have a Rebbe, a very close friend of mine, teaches with me in DRS, who just went through the same procedure. A few years ago, some of the chevra might remember, you might have been by the shiurim, I don't know, a few years ago, September 11th, 2019, I was giving a shiur, actually, in Stern College. In the middle of that shiur, my voice like completely went out, but in a way that was strange. It wasn't just being hoarse, it was like, mamish, something was very off. But I didn't pay too much attention to it. I just said, in those days I used to get hoarse all the time from speaking often. The next night I was giving a shiur to men. And maybe 10, 15 minutes into the shiur, I completely lost my voice. Like I couldn't say a word, like laryngitis, but it wasn't laryngitis. Something was like off. So the chever started like singing. And then I was able to speak for a few more minutes. And I mamish couldn't speak at all. And I knew something, I felt like something was very wrong. So I went to the doctor and ended up at a polyp. And after seeing a different doctor and after discussing and meeting with top specialists, it became clear that I needed to have a procedure. Baruch Hashem, a laser procedure, which is not really as invasive as a surgery as they used to do back in the day, to literally cut it out. So this was already September 11th. This went on for a couple months. I was having the procedure finally in November. And the whole process, each time I went to the doctor to look at it and to figure it out, was like, that itself was a whole avodah. I don't know if any of you have ever been to like an ENT to check out your vocal cords, but what they do is they, this might sound a little difficult to listen to even, but they literally put a camera down your throat, but they, through your nose down your throat, and to check what's going on there. So when I was preparing with my dad, I had an incredible doctor, this Dr. Ivy. She says to me, like the last time I met with her before the procedure, says, I said, do I have to bring my wife to the procedure? Because it's pretty intense and real. And she says, no, don't worry. The whole thing takes 10 minutes. You have to be here for an hour afterwards just so we make sure everything's okay. I said, and she said, it will feel very similar to each time we check you. You know, we put a camera the same way and together with the laser. And we'll all be good. Don't worry, you'll be fine. Okay, so I'm not that nervous. And then it was one day I couldn't speak at all, which was very, very interesting. Mamish was not allowed to speak a word for one day. Wasn't even allowed to daven. I had to stand next to the Shlich Sibur, and I wrote him like a little note that he should have me in mind, and I was going to say through Shomei Kohona that day. But anyways, so I go in for this procedure, and I sit down in the chair, and the doctor comes in and a few nurses, and like suddenly I'm surrounded by like a whole team. And they put in all different types of numbing agents in my nose, in my throat, to make sure that it wouldn't be too much of a difficult procedure. And they put the laser in, and they put the camera in, and they start removing this polyp with the laser. And it starts to hurt. And then it mamish kills. And I'm sitting there, and I'm like stuck with this whole team around me, and I'm like, I have to keep my face, and it was the most pain I've had in my life. It was crazy. And then you start smelling literally the smoke of the skin burning. It's a laser, it's burning off that. And probably like 3-4 minutes in, I mamish thought like, that's it, I'm gonna like burst out of here, I can't take this. It was like so much pain. Mamish, so much pain. I remember like yesterday. And there's nothing I could do, I'm just like stuck there with my throat, that thing in my throat and my nose, and I'm like, and I remember I started, like tears started coming down my cheeks because like I was in so much pain. And then I start davening. And I couldn't daven with words, obviously. I couldn't speak words. I had all these things in my vocal cords. But I start davening b'machshava with my heart and with my mind. And davening Hashem, just that everything should go well and that I should somehow feel calm and not be in so much pain. And I'm telling you, the moment I started davening, I was totally okay. And I don't mean like nisim gluyim, like the pain physically was still there, but that the anxiety of it and the crazy amount of pain where I felt like I'm going to burst out, and it was just suddenly I was able to, it was the same pain that I was just totally able to handle. And it went on for like 5 minutes, I was totally fine, and it was over. What was it? I realized, I was thinking about it later, what that was. And I realized, I'm going through this difficult, painful procedure. But the moment I remembered Hashem is by my side, the moment I started speaking to Hashem, the moment I brought Hashem back into the picture, like it was all good, I could handle anything because Hashem's with me. Hashem's watching me. And therefore it's good and it's going to be good. And that's tefillah. I'm lifnei Hashem. I'm lifnei Hashem. And each and every one of us, therefore, we have to realize, yes, we're coming upon Asara B'Teves, and yes, we have to realize that we want so much more, and we want the Beis HaMikdash, and we have to be in Avelis, and we're going to fast, and we have to think about what we're missing. We're missing the ability, begila in a revealed way to see Hashem and be seen by Hashem and Adonai, all that we spoke about. Don't forget, at the same time, until that time that we're yearning for and we're davening for, we have to seek Him now. We have to search for Him now. And you can find Him. We have to know that He's still, the Kedusha is still in our Yisrael and Yishalayim in the deepest of ways. We can seek and search for Him now here as well. And every time I open up my Siddur, I have to stop and think, I remember, I'll never forget my Rebbe, Meir Master Finkel, one of the eitzas he gave me once in Tefillah, was before every Shemona Esrei, just stop and think, I'm about to walk into the palace of the king and talk to Hashem. Try that, to stop and think like that. Know that I'm about to be seen by Hashem, I'm about to see Hashem. If I could do that each time I daven, it just changes my whole day. It changes my whole outlook, my feeling. Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach. We should all be Zaycha, I call Miss Avlo Yishalayim, Zaycha V'Rabbi Simchasa. We should have the proper Avelis this week. Halavai, we should be Zaycha not even need the Avelis, we still have a couple days. But have the proper feelings of what we're missing, know what we want. But try to find as much as we can right now. Be Zaycha to be before Hashem. And through that, Zaycha V'Rabbi Simchasa. Right now, not Yizkeh V'Yira, not then. But until that time of Geula Shleima, even now, Roa B'Simchasa. Even now, we'll have Simcha and Bracha, because we know Hashem is by our side every single moment. Have a good vach, a great week, Be'ez Hashem.